Visiting today with PCM head softball coach Sean Hudnut. Coach, it's time for our 2025 softball season preview for PCM. Let's just start off our conversation talking about, you know, you guys had an excellent season last year, you know, being able to punch your ticket to the state tournament. Just walk me through a little bit in general how you feel last season went.
You know, last season was just surreal. You know, we couldn't have asked for a better season, a better finish to be able to win conference for the first time in a while, and then be able to advance to the state tournament the first time in PCM's softball history. So, just a historical season for us. We had a lot of players who contributed in a lot of different ways throughout that season, and it was really fun to be able to get up to Fort Dodge and get that opening round experience, and then in the second round or the consolation round, come out with our first state victory.
Yeah, you know, talk about what it means to you as head coach of being able to be a part of the program and oversee the program that did get to go for the first time in school history. And also, you know, I remember vividly that game, that regional championship game you had at PCM against Clarinda, where you won 13-1. And that was just a very exciting atmosphere around PCM softball.
Yeah, it was an awesome experience to go through. You know, our community support was fantastic. You know, to see the cars just lined up as far back as they were, and the amount of people that came out to watch us play was appreciated by our coaching staff and the girls for sure. You know, it's overall fun to be able to be to make that claim that you're the first group of girls and team that are able to do that. I've been fortunate enough to be part of that in two ways. In 2010, I helped coach our baseball team to our first state tournament berth, and to be able to turn around and do it with softball was really icing on the cake to really feel like some fun things were happening.
Well, Coach, you know, a huge benefit and something to be very excited about PCM softball this year is the fact that you only lost that one senior from last year's team in Lart Drake, and not a lot of teams that make a run to the state tournament can say that. What does that kind of mean to you, being able to bring back almost your entire roster?
It's a huge advantage for us. You know, we came into last year knowing that we are going to be very inexperienced overall. We had a talented team. We had a lot of sophomore and eighth grade starters that were, this is their first real full season of playing varsity softball. So we thought we had a chance to be really good based on our talent level. But to be able to bring back, you know, pretty much everyone on that team now being a season more experienced and experienced in those big moments is going to be helpful. Obviously we lose a very talented player in Mark Drake. And, you know, for us, we're really not looking at replacing her, you know, in a one-to-one scenario. We're looking at a couple of different things of how do we replace, you know, the effectiveness of her bat and our leadoff spot for us all year long and her ability to get on base. And then also on that defensive side of, you know, she had over 200 putouts and only had one error in the entire season. So we're looking at it systematically of not replacing, again, her, you know, in a one-on-one situation, but how can we get two, three, and maybe even four girls that can match that production for us this year.
Yeah, you know, can you highlight a couple of key, you know, returners that you have coming back this year? You know, especially you had a lot of production from pitching last season, especially with Riley Parsons and what she brought to the program. Can you mention a few girls that are going to be big, that were huge contributors last year, but are going to be big contributors again this year?
Yeah. The benefit for us is, you know, we basically return, you know, a full roster of nine starters, you know, cause we used the DP quite often last year and rotated quite a few girls. Obviously our strength, you know, coming this season is going to be our pitching. You know, Riley Parsons pitched really well for us last year as our primary starter. Camden Webb did a lot of coming in and closing for us. I had a few starts here and there. Both those girls are continue to improve, and we're going to see potentially Libby Winters pitch a little bit more this year, as we saw her get into some varsity action late last year. So our pitching is really where we're going to build our foundation at. And those three are going to give us a chance to be in ball games. And if, you know, you put yourself in a chance to be in a game and make a few plays here and there, you know, you can hopefully come out on top a little bit. as far as hitting, we basically return everyone but our leadoff hitter. So we come back, with, Torrey Lindsey as our shortstop. Is obviously one of our key contributors on offense. We're kind of looking at her to slide into that leadoff role, similar to what Lark does. Similar profile, hits for average, hits for power, is willing to get on base by walks and hit by pitches. So we really think that she's going to be able to do a great job in that table setter spot for us. Ashton Steenhook's our lone senior, so we're still just having one senior this year. She's been it's going to be a 5-year starter for us in our program, and so. She's invaluable in what she brings defensively for us and leadership, and then has been in that number two spot for us with that ability to hit for average and power, and then also to lay down a bunt and move girls over as well. And Libby Winters had a great eighth grade year hitting wise for us, led our team in RBIs, batting in that 4-5. Kind of spot, and she'll kind of step up into one of those top three spots where you're getting the most at bats on your team over the course of a season. But we've got number of girls that contributed to us along the way. But those are the three top offensive players we have coming back, along with Lillian Humpel out in left field. We'll expect to have her doing some really nice things for us as well. So.
And, you look at your lineup and then the girls that are on your roster and those who have been big contributors in the past, I noticed that at most all of them, they're playing other sports too throughout the year, whether that's volleyball or basketball or track and field or whatever. Do you feel that that's a testament to the dedication of these girls that, hey, they're spending their summer giving it all to the softball program too and doing it really well?
Yeah, we've got a lot of multi-sport athletes. Like you said, we've got numerous volleyball players on our team, basketball players, and track girls. We have a couple girls that are playing soccer with the boys team this spring as well. So, they're just a very talented group of girls 9 through 12 and involved a lot of other athletics. We had a good volleyball campaign with them this year. Our basketball team did really well. We just qualified, I think it was 7 events total on the girls' side for state track. And so, yeah, we've had a lot of success, and these girls work really hard at what they do. And we appreciate all the time that they do on top of that to be able to give us that time during the summer too.
Yeah. And you'll kick off your season on Tuesday, May 27th. That first week of the season is very busy for you and 3 conference games when you play West Marshall, Greene County, and Grandview Christian. But then you also have that tough non-conference game against Pella. Kind of what is your initial thoughts on the first part of your schedule and kind of how do you approach those games?
It's a unique year because this is the year the calendar kind of rolled back. And so typically we've had a few games that week of the what would be the 19th this year to get a couple non-conference games in, and usually start with 1 or 2 conference games that week. So schedule doesn't do us any favors. We start off right off the bat with West Marshall, which we'd expect us to be battling with them for the conference title. We're coming right off of state track as well. And so it's a little hard to get every girl to practice every night. So those are things that we're going to have to fight through and put ourselves in a position to start conference off correctly with West Marshall on Tuesday, and then roll right into Greene County and Grandview Christian by Friday. But, these girls, they work really hard. They're ready to start playing. We just had a scrimmage with Grinnell this past Friday, which we saw some really good things in. And so it's just a matter of being able to keep us consistent and getting the work we need to put in, and hopefully we can get our season started on the right path there on Tuesday.
Well, Sean, kind of before we close, PCM does an excellent job of supporting their student athletes and coming out, especially in the summertime, and especially with the success that the softball program had. Just your encouragement for people to continue to come out to the ballpark this summer and support these girls.
Oh, absolutely. The girls, I don't know how many times, they talked about or we talked about just the amount of support they had over the course of the year. And it's almost having that sense of that extra person when you have the stadium packed and people there to watch. And so we're excited to get there. We're excited to be able to go play good softball for the community and hope they we keep getting that continued support, because it's really fun to be able to play in front of larger crowds and so on.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. And, you know, I'm looking forward to another a really fun season of PCM softball.
All right. Thank you.